Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But first, what's worth watching on TV? Here's Brooks Alexander to tell us. Hi, Brooks.
Hi, hi. How's it going?
Really good, thank you. Now, Shogun, is this based on the old books from maybe the 1980s? Would that be right?
Yes, I think so. Either the 80s or the 90s. Yeah. I actually first heard about it seeing it in the movie Boy. I believe Taika Waititi's character is obsessed with it.
Oh, really? I don't remember that about them. Okay. Yeah, I had a friend who read them. You know, they were very thick books, particularly when you're sort of 13 or 14 years old.
Extremely thick. My dad read it when he was about 14, and so he also forced me to do it alongside the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Dad.
I've been reading thick books for a while, and yeah. I just remember thinking it was one of the best books I'd ever read. And I think there was also a classic TV show based on it as well, which was
Sounds about right.
And this is the first adaptation in about 20, 30 years or so, and I've been waiting for it for a very long time. And
very
so
good.
Far,
and just before people start texting, Brooks, just before people start texting, 1975 was when the novel came out, so a bit earlier than both of us realized.
1975, yeah. My God, that's crazy.
You've been looking forward to seeing how it translates to the screen, though?
I have, yes. Of course, it's such a thick book. I don't think a movie could do it justice.
No.
But a 10-hour miniseries seems about right. And just a miniseries. We're not expecting a season two or anything. This is the complete story told across 10 one-hour episodes. And I've only seen three or four so far. We're about halfway through the season. And so far, they are just smashing it. This is ridiculously compelling television.
Oh, wow. Great. Now I see it's part of an Asian saga from the same author. So when you say they're not going to do any more, this is presumably just the Shogun, which is I think third of six books.
Yes, so it is sort of an unofficial series, and I would love to see them adapt the others. I think there's one book set in a concentration camp. There's one book set in like a Singapore trading dynasty family. So there is room for them to keep adapting this author's work. But in terms of this story of a Englishman washing up on the shores of Japan and becoming the trusted advisor of one of the political leaders, this is going to be a one and done story. So you can expect a satisfying ending in 5 weeks or so. And
you might have said this. What service is it on, please?
It is on Disney Plus, and you can just see that Disney Plus money. You know, it really reminds me of the peaks of Game of Thrones, just the landscapes and the battle scenes and the detail of even the costumes and the props and the sets. It looks so good. I can't believe it's a TV show and not a movie.
Yeah.
So far, show of the year, maybe.
I thought of Game of Thrones because it's sort of, you know, politics just in a slightly unfamiliar and fantastical setting.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's such a fascinating time period. I had no idea of the Portuguese element at the time. It's just so fascinating to see at the time the Japanese thought themselves the center of the world and the most powerful, but really these Portuguese priests are sort of secretly converting them to Catholicism and secretly building bases on their land and basically consider Japan to be their property, and the Japanese don't even realize what's happening. So the introduction of this Englishman who has traveled the world and knows what's happening represents a sort of threat to the Portuguese priesthood. And so he can't speak Japanese, and the only way he can speak to the Japanese are through these Portuguese translators, who of course are doing everything they can to make sure he doesn't reveal their secret. And I just thought that historical context is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. Well, there's a trailer online if people want to take a look, but I imagine you'll already be sold if this is at all up your alley, Elliot's Shogun on Disney Plus. A quick word on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Dom mentioned this the other week. It's a huge favorite show of mine, so delighted to hear your thoughts on it, Brooks.
Oh, it's just great. It definitely doesn't have the same magic that it did maybe 5-10 years ago, but I think we're at season 12, 13 at this point, and it's still just so good. Larry David, of course, just picks apart societal conventions and the little annoying things we might do without realizing it, like stealth cutting in line or whatever it is. And I love that every Curb Your Enthusiasm script is only a couple of pages long. So most of it is just really improv between old friends. And he always makes sure to spotlight up and coming actors, whether it's new SNL comedians or whoever it is.
I didn't know that part of it.
It's always fun to spot the cameos, basically. And every season, people will post on Instagram being like, it was a dream of mine to be on Curb. Thank you so much. So even though this is allegedly the final season, it's just a fantastic collection of episodes. Larry David is as funny as he's ever been. And, of course, J.B. Smooth as the stealth secret protagonist who just hangs around Larry's house just saying one-liners all day. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard that actor, comedian J.B. Smooth in interviews, but he is just exactly like he is on the show and is just a complete force of nature.
And it's kind of like his real life as well. He doesn't really act in much. He just sort of lies around Larry David's house waiting for the next season. And that's his yearly paycheck, you know?
It's interesting you mentioned the scripting. So I've heard Larry David talk about this quite extensively. And so they don't have a script per se. They just have they write down exactly what needs to happen in a scene, sort of plot-wise. But he has said that actually, if he knew how much work it would be just to do that, it's actually more work than writing a script, and he might have just stuck with the script.
But, interesting. I haven't heard that before.
It's amazing that they get such good lines when they're ad-libbing them, though, I think.
Yeah, and it almost makes it funnier when they are laughing at what the other person is saying. There's definitely a bittersweet feeling, because one of my favorite characters on the show is Richard Lewis, who's been Larry David's friend for, I think, over 50 years, and he actually just passed away a few weeks ago. He's been in the show since episode one, and their scenes together are always really special, and they always crack each other up, and you could just tell that this is a really long
And again, Larry David has said that their interactions on TV are exactly what they're like together in real life, just going at each other the whole time. Yeah,
exactly.
In fact, the one I was watching over the weekend, Richard Lewis's character was talking about putting Larry in his will, which is pretty amazing to think that he did actually die in real life too.
I know.
Okay, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And finally, Invincible, which is an animated series.
An animated series. It is airing on Amazon Prime. And for me personally, it's kind of a cure to the superhero genre fatigue that a lot of people, I think, have been feeling recently. If you're sick of Marvel movies and repetitive action scenes and low emotional stakes, I think this is a really interesting antidote. Amazon Prime has kind of been the home for more adult superhero shows in recent history. They also are the home to The Boys, which is very popular with a lot of people. But this is actually an animated show. It comes to us from the writer of The Walking Dead, and is basically about a hero. And kind of like the movie Kick-Ass, the show isn't afraid for him to get his butt kicked, basically. He's called Invincible, but he's most definitely not invincible, if that makes sense. So it's kind of refreshing to see a more human superhero who definitely does not win every fight. And it's got very imaginative protagonists and antagonists, and it's got a lot going on. And I think there's the comic series is quite long, so they've got a lot of room for this to go on for many years down the line. But it's just a very adult, very mature take on the superhero genre that I'm finding very compelling and look forward to each new episode each week.
Yeah, low emotional stakes. I love that phrase. You've just captured exactly for me why I don't tend to get that interested in action movies. That one's called Invincible on Amazon Prime Video. Sorry, you did have one more, and this one actually looks fascinating. It's called The Three Body Problem.
Yes, this is an interesting one, and I'm not even sure I can fully recommend it. It's definitely a divisive one. I am enjoying it so far. I've heard mixed things from a lot of people, but I'm finding the premise to be just fascinating, which is about basically, I had to do a little research on this, of what the two-body problem was. But we live in a two-body solar system, which is when two objects whose gravitational fields interact, and that forms like a stable orbit. But if there is three bodies in that system, it's almost impossible impossible to map out because it becomes unpredictable. So the show is set on Earth, and we're contacted by aliens who live in a three-body system, and it means that their lives are just horrible. They experience extreme winters and extreme summers, and it's basically they have no sense of stable seasons or anything, and they sort of they contact Earth through a virtual reality video game. And I'll leave it there because a lot of the joy of the show is figuring out the mystery. But there, it jumps across timelines. We follow one character who's caught up in the cultural revolution of China in the 1960s. We follow a police officer who's investigating the suicides of scientists in 2024. And there's just a lot going on. And there's these very detailed, almost scenes in this video game where they go through really advanced quantum mechanics subjects and theories. So it's a very, very intellectual, cerebral show that a lot of it just goes over my head, but I'm still finding it fascinating. And I would recommend it. Does come from the writers of Game of Thrones, and we all know how that ended. But this is them taking another stab at sort of a big budget TV show, and I think they've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, in fact, I'm not the sort of person who remembers the names of producers on TV shows, but David Benioff and D.B. Weiss recognize those ones, and I looked them
remember
up.
Remember those names.
Yeah, they're the creators of and is Alexander Wu famous as well? That's the third one.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not familiar.
What was I going to ask you? I've lost it. It's all good. It sounds like a pretty full-on sci-fi.
It's pretty full-on.
I just remembered. So... yeah, that feeling of watching a TV show is this one. I don't know if you watch Industry.
I love Industry, and yeah. I understand about 1% of it.
Yeah, and I even found that in Succession, which everybody loved, but so much of the stuff was dense business chat, and I thought, well, I'm just going to have to let this wash over me, knowing that I'll get the sense of what's going on based on who's angry.
As long as you like the characters and you know what their motivations are, usually it's okay. And a good TV show will strike that balance.
Hey, great review, Brooks. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Brooks Alexander on the three-body problem, Invincible, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Shogun.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.